It's about you, your health, your family, and your community. This is Sunday Morning Magazine with your host, Rodney Lear.
And good morning. Hope you're having a blessed weekend. Welcome to another edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. This morning, we introduce you to some very enterprising young people who are quickly becoming captains of industry. They are kidpreneurs, children, and teens who are entrepreneurs who have started their own businesses at a young age. Coming up, we talk to a teen who's making some serious profits in the clothing industry. Find out how she's raked in over $1 million in sales. Plus, we talked to a young lady that started her business when she was only 9 years old. She'll tell us the secret behind her success. Then, a local brother and sister saw a need and worked to fill a void through their nonprofit. Find out how this compassionate duo is making a difference in the lives of so many at-risk youth right here in Cincinnati. For more information on kidpreneurs, simply visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Just go to our Facebook page there and like us there. We begin with our first guest who says that every parent should teach their child the principles of entrepreneurship to help them become successful adults. It's our pleasure to welcome personal development coach and author of the book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life, A Simple Guide to Health, Wealth, and Welfare of Your Child. It's our pleasure to welcome Peggy Caruso to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Peggy, tell us about your professional background as it relates to parenting.
On a personal level, I raised two children by myself. I am an 8-time entrepreneur. I'm an executive and personal development coach.
So that qualifies you for a lot. Now, let's talk briefly about your new book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life. Tell me about the book.
Well, in my coaching career, I do coach a lot of children. I have helped them get off of ADD medication, depression. A lot of kids are cutting themselves. I help with a lot of negative, and it's a preventative measure for parents to help them identify what the negative issues are and then how to fix them. But I also put a positive spin, and I teach success principles. I teach them how to become a kidpreneur and build a business. I help with communication, teach them masterminding skills.
Now, you say that parents should teach their children the principles of entrepreneurship to help them become successful adults. Explain why.
Well, when you instill entrepreneurial ideas in children, it creates independence within them and helps them become successful adults. They need to learn how to manage their own strengths and weaknesses. A lot of times children don't even know their true talents, so I do a discover your skill set exercise. And I have a lot of parents who will say, well, what if my child doesn't want to start a business? But the success principles and the entrepreneurial ideas help them even in their careers, advance within, the specific career that they choose.
So give us some examples of those principles, some of those principles that will help young people become successful as adults.
Sure. I teach children a lot of visualization techniques because it's creative imagination and helps them with setting and reaching goals. It gives them calmness of mind, and goal setting isn't just for adults. I help them develop their intuition. I help them persist, which is very important in focus and organization, motivation. I teach a lot of gratitude because all negative influences need a positive intervention. And to me, I feel as though gratitude enhances empathy and happiness, and it builds character within the child. Again, I do a discover your skill set exercise. An example would be I had a little girl who had a love for horses, and so everyone thought she would end up in a career relative to that. But when I did a skill set exercise, I found that she was very artistic. And long story short, we ended up buying a program that helped her become a cartoonist, and she started building a business at 13. So that was pretty neat. I also teach them masterminding principles, which helps them with communication, because as you know, everything in technology is texting. And I think children have lost the ability to communicate verbally. You can teach them money skill sets, teach them about money at a very young age so that when they go to college, they understand everything about credit cards and about college debt and how it affects them in the future. So there's little exercises you can do to teach them things. There's especially little kids, there's things you can teach them when you go into a store. So you can make them fun. There's creative skills. There's communication skills. There's, hands-on. There's artistic. I could go on and on. There's many things that people don't even think of. And like I said, when I did the skill set exercise on the little girl with the horses, I mean, you're talking two different directions. So sometimes children have multiple skill sets that they don't even realize. So it's, you know, I list all that in my book as well. So it helps the parents, it's a little guide, little exercises they can do to, you know, explore that within their child. So those are just some of the things that I teach on the success end.
Okay, for parents listening this morning, when their child approaches them and says, you know, mom or dad, I want to start a small business, what degree or extent do you as a parent support that vision? Do you put up the capital? Do you help them get it off the ground? Advise our parents here.
Oh, in my book, I list a lot of ideas at different age levels. And so you can teach them entrepreneurial skills without putting capital in it. Maybe a babysitting service or dog walking but it's just something to get their mind redirecting. Like when you redirect children in a positive direction and encourage the success principles, it aids in eliminating or reducing negative occurrences. So I just, I see so much negativity in the world and how these kids are so challenged with bullying and even the cyberbullying and all that kind of thing. So there's a lot of depression. I try to keep them motivated and toward the positive end of things.
So what types of businesses are young people starting and what seems to be the trend?
Oh, it varies. It varies on the child. It varies on their abilities. A lot of the kids want to learn things in sales. So there was one little girl who made duct tape purses and sold them, you know, so that's minimal amount. Like I said, there's babysitting, there's dog walking, there's all kinds of things depending on, you know, age groups and whatnot.
Now, Peggy, what's the lesson to kids when they start a business and the business fails or the idea doesn't pan out? What message does that send to young people?
I definitely teach that failure is good. If I tell parents, go back in history, start giving them examples of Edison in Ford. And like Edison, he didn't say, I failed 10,000 times. He said, I found 10,000 ways a light bulb wouldn't work. You're going to be faced with disappointment throughout your life. So failure is good. It's feedback letting you know how to modify your plan. Failure is only failure if you don't get back up and go again. So I think it's important. I see a lot of kids cut themselves because they're afraid to let their parents down. So that's a failure. I teach them that it's okay to fail. So we just have to try a different route. And it really does work because, you know, teaching them that way, it builds confidence and they're not so afraid to try things.
All right. And in case you're just tuning in this morning, you're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, you can go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Just go to our Facebook page there and like us there. This morning, we're talking to Peggy Caruso. She's a personal development coach, and she's the author of the book Revolutionize Your Child's Life. Now, let me ask you this. Now, I read somewhere that one teenage entrepreneur, that his parents told him that if you earn $1 million before you turn 18, you won't have to go to college. In your opinion, what type of message is that sending to young people?
I'm not one to sit there and tell a parent what they're doing wrong. I just try not to set the bar so high that they can't reach it. I start chunking things down and do teach them smaller goals because then they experience success. And then you build on that and then go a step further and a step further. That's the way I do it.
Now, let's talk about this. Now, what if you have a child that has a problem procrastinating, putting things off? What tips can you offer parents there? And I know this affects parents who have teenagers. It affects them a great deal.
Yes, I teach just different motivational techniques, structure. I teach them scheduling. I have a lot of kids that put everything off, and they're so into their electronics. And I always tell the parents, like a lot of parents will say, I need to take all that from them and not let them have that. But you need to let them advance with society and teach them the positive side of technology. So there's scheduling things in there. There's things that you know, will give them, like I have several parents who will bring their children with me that have, say, like diabetes, and they can't get them to monitor their intakes and document the things they need to. So you have to find a way with your children to get them to persist and to motivate them. So use technology. Use the good parts of technology to get them to do that. So, you know, depending there again on the age, if they're small children, you can make it a fun thing. If they're teenagers, you have to find a creative way to do that. And I find that way once I get to know them and understand how their mind works. Motivate them. You know, my whole thing is motivation and gratitude. When you can get your child to wake up in the morning and go to school and look for something fun, you will see a complete change in that child's behavior. I know that sounds silly, but the little children that you sit around and you say, okay, tomorrow you have to come home and tell me something great that happened today. Right there, you get them in a positive energy flow and they go to school looking for fun. That's a motivational technique. So there's just so many techniques that I've listed in my books to help them to persist. In persistence, you have to find out, like, there again, motivational. What gets them moving? So you have to try to be creative and you know, you have to know your child. You have to listen to them. You have to study their behavior and then figure out what motivational things you can do. There's also reward systems to help them persist. Now, I'm not saying that you have to pay off your child to get them to move, but it helps if you can find some sort of a reward system.
And again, this morning, we're speaking to author Peggy Caruso. She's the author of the book, Revolutionize Your Child's Life. I'm Rodney Lear. You're listening to Sunday Morning Magazine. For more information on the show, you can like us on our Facebook page. Simply visit our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Visit us there for more information. Now, since we're talking about kid entrepreneurs and we're talking about this whole money thing with children, let's talk about allowance. What advice do you give to parents when it comes to allowance?
I do three jars. I do a spending jar, a saving jar, and a giving jar. Teach your child at a very young age that you have to give. In other words, go back to the parent that you said, if you can earn $1 million. But what do you do with that $1 million? You have to be able to give back, like me. The proceeds from my book, I'm going to start an orphanage, and I'm going to teach these success principles. What are you going to give back to someone or to the community? Then you need to learn how to save, because saving is important. So saving and spending, you know, spending is your reward. But you also have to learn that you need to save for emergencies. You have to teach them smart money skills. But there again, you'll have to teach them how to give.
All right. Save, spend, give. I like that. Now, let's talk more about social media. You brought this up a few times this morning, but let's talk about social media and the internet and the effect it's having on the way our children today, the way they communicate and their overall communication skills.
Oh, that's my favorite topic, because I go around the schools and I teach internet safety. It's very easy for children to stumble upon bad things on the internet, pornography, the chat rooms where they're related to a pornography ring. You know, I list a lot of different things in there that you can put to monitor your child on there. And the other thing is that you just touched on was the communication. Communication is lost. You have to have rules with texting. So I do what we call masterminding. It's putting a group of 5 or 6 children together. They meet once a week or once every other week for 1 hour, and only 1 hour. They go around, they talk about their win for a minute, and then they talk about their challenges. And each child has to brainstorm to help them come up with a solution and some resources to help them overcome their obstacle. So, you know, masterminding is huge. It helps with problem solving and accountability. It reinforces communication, interpersonal relations. It's just a great, great thing to do. I myself am involved in several mastermind groups around the world. I'm internationally connected, and it is so beneficial. So I think that's huge, because it teaches them, like I said, to go out there and look for the resources to help someone else. But you have to communicate. You can't use technology. So it's a great way to bring those communication skills back.
Okay. Now, as we're wrapping up this morning, Peggy, what are some simple ways parents can empower their children to reach their maximum potential?
I will say it over and over and over again, and some people will like roll their eyes and be like, really? But I think gratitude is the key. I think when you get your child up in the morning, the first thing you got to teach them is, what are you grateful for before your foot hits that floor? You know, looking around and seeing what you're grateful for, it helps. It gets rid of that negativity. How many times do you hear people say, oh, there's 50% chance of rain? No, there's 50% chance of sunshine. So get them in a positive energy flow right from the start of the day.
Now, finally this morning, Peggy, we're talking about kidpreneurs, children that have started their own businesses. If you are a parent and you have a child that's a kidpreneur, should you be worried about your child losing their childhood in an effort to run the business, forgetting to hang out and have fun with their friends? Is that something that parents should be worried about or take into consideration?
No, absolutely. What you need to do is find the balance. There's balance in everything, and that's my coaching model. I have a little beam that's a balance beam, because that's what it's all about, whether it's relationships, business. You have to have your child be a child, but I'm just saying that, you know, don't make it all about fun. Don't let them have idle time. This is a very challenging society, so you've got to find the balance and, you know, teach them some success principles, entrepreneurial skills, but let them be a child as well.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about you, Peggy, how can they find out more if they would like to get a copy of the book as well?
My book is available on all the online bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you can get a lot of information, and there's free reports on my website, www.lifecoachingandbeyond.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Peggy. Thanks for taking time to talk to us this morning.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too.